This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time to talk about audio description of what is a real festive ballet treat now here on RNIB Connect Radio, as I am joined by not only ITV News Inclusion and Diversity Consultant Vidar Yarding, MBE, but also our very own Alan Russell, as we all go on a magical journey through a number of productions of The Nutcracker. Alan and Vidar, it's great to have you here with me on RNIB Connect Radio.
Great to be here, Toby.
Yeah, lovely to join you all again.
Alan, you've just seen an audio-described performance of Scottish Ballet's production of The Nutcracker. Maybe you could perhaps talk us through how that was for you. And I suspect that there were probably introductory notes prior to arriving at the theatre and maybe a touch draw. And I wondered if there was anything from the introductory notes that stood out for you that really prepared you for the ballet.
I'm not as experienced at going to the ballet as Vidar, I'm going to say, first of all. I think I've been to maybe four or five performances so far. Two of those, in fact, have been The Nutcracker. And this was a Scottish ballet production. Yeah, I mean, for me, well, I think when I went, especially for the first time, the pre-show notes were important because it gave me an idea of the story, which I wasn't totally familiar with. It gave me an idea of the cast. It gave me an idea of the sets and how it would all run through. It was almost like a little timeline to kind of go through with you as well. And I found that quite helpful because in some productions, you can get minimalist productions. You can get some very in-depth and very detailed productions with lots of cast members or dancers. So it was a big help to me to be able to look at those. And of course, before the performance starts, you get the little introduction, and indeed during the intermission when you come back, you get some notes as well over the headsets. And the touch tour with Scottish Ballet, I've never been on stage for any of the touch tours because generally when you go in, you're in roughly about an hour and a half before the performance. So the cast are on stage, the stagehands are all there prepping it, making sure everything's okay. And you sit in the stalls, but they bring down all the props and they bring down lots of costumes and they talk you through it once again. And you do get an idea of what the stage is like. They're very, very descriptive because some of the sets, especially this version of Nutcracker, were very detailed and very opulent as well. So they were absolutely vital.
Vidar, I wondered, having seen many productions of Birmingham Royal Ballet's production of The Nutcracker over years, is there anything from the introductory notes that I suspect you've probably listened to or read many times that stuck in your mind? Because I do think the introductory notes for me really give me that sort of picture before going to the theatre.
You're absolutely right, Toby. They do give you a context for the forthcoming production. And yes, I have listened in on many occasions to them, both live and in a recorded form, if you want to access them on the website for Birmingham Royal Ballet. And it really is helpful to hear about not only the set, the costumes, and indeed the props, but also the story that is very much part and parcel of The Nutcracker. And it's a real, for me, introduction to Christmas. And I'm a bit of a self-confessed Christmas groupie, so I love the festive season. And the build-up always begins early in December with the trip to Birmingham Royal Ballet's what's become an annual performance of the audio-described Nutcracker at the Hippodrome.
And I suppose, Alan, was there a touch tour for Scottish Ballet? Because I do love a touch tour myself, because not only do you get the opportunity to get up close to the set, feel some of the props and costumes and stuff and things like that, but I also like it because in some ways it does give you a sort of hint of that theatrical magic. And I wondered if on the touch tour for Scottish Ballet's production of The Nutcracker, whether you got an idea of how things like The Nutcracker and the other toys come to life.
Yeah, I mean, touch tours, to me, are absolutely vital to give you an idea of the set. Now, we didn't get on stage with The Nutcracker, but what we did get was a very descriptive idea of the stage, the sets, how the sets change, what the backdrops are, how they work, the projections and so on. So while you're having the touch, there's a very in-depth discussion, but that discussion is interspersed with the props coming out to give you an idea of things that are on stage. The outfits as well. And I think one of the things that surprised me, I think it was the Nutcracker's outfit the weight of that was absolutely, it was phenomenal. It was incredibly heavy. It was opulent. There was gold braid, bejeweled crystals, the reds and so on. It was stunning outfits for all of them, but the Nutcrackers especially. And you can get an idea of how fit these people must be, because under the lights with these heavy costumes, they're dancing effortlessly, they're lifting and so on. And it really kind of, it gives you an idea of the work that I think that the dancers put into this as well. And the different costumes through it, which match with the different scenes and different sets. So you can, as I do, picture in your mind kind of what's happening on the stage. And for me, that's equally important as just getting that audio description. It's having that advance notice of what's there and what people are wearing.
Yeah, because I always say a touch tour, in a way, colours in those images I've got from the introduction. You know, it's not literally colours them in, but having the opportunity to, you know, sort of feel the costumes, as you say, and explore the props as well, I think it really just adds to that. Is that something for you, Vidar, you know, sort of getting more from the touch tour?
A really important part of the theatrical experience is indeed the touch tour. And Alan's absolutely right, to literally get a feel for the costumes and feel the weight of them and think that not only do people have to walk, but actually have to dance and do ballet in those heavy costumes, is a real talent and a real skill. And the touch tour, just getting literally a feel for and seeing close up the set, the props and those costumes, is a real privilege. And ever since Birmingham Royal Ballet started to audio describe this particular ballet on an annual basis, it's something that the assistant stage manager at the company, Alishka, has really taken to heart very, very much. It's been her baby, basically. And she's had infectious enthusiasm when it comes to exploring the set and taking you on stage and then taking you into the wings and taking VIPs with their companions and family members to actually look put the particular costumes for the central characters. And it's a large cast, so there's a lot of material to look at. They used to do it several hours before the actual matinee. They make it now less of a gap between the two, which makes it easier for people who are attending the theatre. But if you possibly can, based on my many experiences of going to the touch tour, I'd recommend it and say that people would get such a lot out of it. It really, really helps to give you that overall experience and feel for what's coming up during the show.
Well, now to the audio describe performance itself. Alan, what was Scottish Ballet's audio describe performance of the Nutcracker like? And how was the sort of audio description? Because I think the skill of a describer when they're, you know, describing the actual dance movements that the ballet dancers are making, you know, just adds so much to everything. And I think a describer has it to work a lot harder. But I think I've said with many of Vidar's reviews that describers, when they're describing ballet, it's a harder thing for them to actually get across because they've got no dialogue to go with.
Indeed. So, yeah, there are, I think, some positive and negatives as far as the describers go with that. So, you know, being that it's all music, they get plenty of time to give you information, but they also don't want to, you know, or they don't want you to miss the beautiful score to that as well. The music is absolutely wonderful. And we had two describers, of course, EJ, Emma Jane doing the second part of that. And Emma Jane herself is a dancer, or was a dancer. So, during the touch tour, you get a bit of an idea of some of the dance moves. They'll talk you through some of those because they feel that the less descriptive they are in terms of the technical terms through the audio description, the better it is. So you know, you learn what some of the moves are technically beforehand, and then during the actual performance, you know, you'll get the description of what the dancers are doing, where they're on point, where they're moving to, the jumps, the arm movements, the leg movements. But the technical terms are no longer there because they've told you what they were already. And for me, that works because I can enjoy it more. I get more of the context. And I think Nutcracker has a real narrative to it as well. And that comes through in the audio description because they're also describing the sets. They're describing what's going on between the characters, which sometimes you don't get to do in ballets. I think I saw Swan Lake, which is a very minimalist one. And the narrative wasn't perhaps as bold and as rich in depth as something like the Nutcracker, but that came through in the audio description. And I got such a good feel for everything, for the characters, who was there, the movements, how they danced with each other. And, you know, the set, again, I'm going to say, it was incredibly opulent. It was very detailed, every set. You know, they really went above and beyond, I think, for this one. And the guys doing the audio description were fantastic, and it made it a dream. But I also got to, as I say, enjoy that beautiful Tchaikovsky score.
Well, we must come to Tchaikovsky's score as well. And Vidar, I know you've, as you say, you've been to see many of the Birmingham Royal Ballet productions of The Nutcracker over the years. And for me, when I hear a ballet score like The Nutcracker or other ballet scores, I almost see the dancers moving in my mind from the music, because I think the music takes you on that journey as well. Is that something that you sort of see when you listen to a ballet score like The Nutcracker?
Absolutely. And in fact, this year was a case in point, because for the first time in, I don't know, 10, 12 years, I went to enjoy the ballet, and particularly the music for its own sake, without audio description, because unfortunately I wasn't able to go to the actual AD matinee. And because of all that experience of having listened to the describers, principally Julia Grundy and Jonathan Nash over the years, having described the ballet, having, as Alan said, you know, given it a narrative and woven their commentary, their audio description around the music, it was great to imagine that in my mind's eye, as it were, as I listened to the most gorgeous score of the ballet, which is such a beautiful piece of music from beginning to end. Every melody is beautiful and just worth hearing, without in any way devaluing or undermining the ballet itself. The music can be enjoyed in its own right too. So to combine that and the picture of the audio described story was perfect.
And there's something about going to an audio described performance, and especially at sort of this time of year, going to see a ballet production like The Nutcracker or other shows, and going with your family as well and having that shared experience. And I wondered what you both might say to people listening who might be thinking, oh, I'm not sure whether dance or ballet is really for me, and not sure whether I'd gain anything from going to see an audio described ballet or dance production. Alan, what would you say?
Well, I was one of those people who thought, well, I don't like ballet, you know, what am I going to get from it? It's just people dancing on stage. It's incredibly visual. And even, you know, being experienced with audio description, I just wasn't convinced that I would get what everyone else gets from it. But my wife, being a ballet fan, convinced me to go along. And I say we've been to five now. We've been to minimalist productions, very opulent productions as well. And it just works so well now. And, you know, I do enjoy, as Vidar says, you know, when I go to the Nutcracker, that's Christmas started. You know, the celebration has started. The run up to the 25th of December has started. It's part of the calendar. And when I was there, it was a sellout, and there were people of all ages there. There were lots of people, quite a few people enjoying the audio described show as well. Great range of ages. And I think that was also down to the fact that Nutcracker this year had a lot of children dancing as well as part of the cast on stage. And the dancers were also involved in the choreography this time around as well. And it just had a real good feel to it. And you felt ready for Christmas after it. It's such a lovely performance. And I think Vidar said he'd been to see it many, many times. It's something that I would go back to many times, because every choreographer brings something a little bit different to it. And it's always just that little bit different.
And for you, Vidar?
Well, I would recommend it to anybody. And I was a bit like Alan. I was a little suspicious when I first attended my first ballet. It's such a visual concept that I wondered what, if anything, I'd get out of it. But thanks to the talent, I would say, of the audio describers, they painted pictures with what was happening on the stage with the words and their script, and that really sort of hooked me in ever since. And the fact that I've gone several, indeed many times over the years since that initial pilot of the audio described show way back in 2000 and whenever, that's probably says it all, really. And I think it may not work for everybody, and obviously we're all different and we all have our own likes and dislikes and our own preferences, but at least give it a go, try it, and just see if it works for you, and hopefully it'll capture the magic of Christmas and the build-up to the festive season.
And maybe with Chris McCorson and winning Strictly Come Dancing, I know it's very different, but having listened to Georgie from Red Bee Media's wonderful live audio description, it might just encourage people to go and see a full ballet or dance production, maybe.
I hope so. I hope it will, because that really showed off, the skills, as you said, Toby, of the audio describers, because it is a professional art. And to do something like that, and something that can be as graceful as a ballet or as pacey as a tango, it takes a real skill to do that, and it takes a real skill to bring that alive. And I think if anyone who is blind watched Strictly and heard the AD, I hope they do think, well, do you know what? I'm going to give ballet a try and see what it's like. If you don't like it, fair enough. But, you know, there's always opportunities to try it. And I would absolutely say, as Vidar did, go and have a listen and see what you think of it. And I'm certain that people catching the AD of Strictly may now appreciate the fact that dance is now something for them.
And Vidar, did you watch Strictly at all or not?
I followed the, I'm not a Strictly fan as a rule, but I was interested to see how Chris McCausland did, and he did incredibly well, as we all know. And I think that's probably going to increase the interest of blind and partially sighted people in the whole concept of art of dance, and in particular ballet. And I just concur with what Alan's just said. You know, dip your toe in the water, give it a go, try it. It may not be for you, but unless you try it, nothing ventured, as they say, nothing gained, and you won't know. So it's well worth doing, and if not this year, then hopefully as we build up to next Christmas, it'll be something that people will feel, let's just have a go and enjoy it.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Vidar and Alan, for chatting all things ballet, description with me here, and of course for Nutcracker on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks very much indeed, Toby, and thanks, Alan. Great to talk to you both, and happy Christmas.
Indeed, lovely to talk ballet, and to all of you and the listeners as well, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.